Welcome back. Talkline on Metro News all across the great state of West Virginia. Hoppy Kirchhoffer with you, joined by Dan Bartlett, White House Communications Director. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Hoppy, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for coming on. President, just a few minutes ago, officially received the 9/11 report from the co-chairs of that commission, and as I watched, he said it's a solid, sound recommendation where the government needs to act, we will. Does that mean, Dan, the president will take the recommendations and push those changes recommended by the commission?
Well, as the president said in his remarks, there are a lot of considerations and recommendations that he's going to take seriously. What we found when looking at the overall approach that the commission is taking, we feel that is very consistent with the strategy this administration has already taken, reorganizing our government, fighting this war on terror on offense, making sure we remove the sanctuaries and where the terrorists hide and plot and plan, that we have to think differently. What the report said was that there were, you know, deep institutional failings of our government, and that's because our government was designed for a war of the last century, and we all know that on September 11th we began a war of the new century. And so we're going to look at each recommendation. If there are areas we think that are smart to move forward, we will. There's a lot of agreement that we need to do a better job with our intelligence gathering capabilities. We may need to reorganize some of our intelligence capabilities. These are things that the president is very keenly aware of and looks forward to having his staff and administration study these recommendations and working with Congress, because this is not just the administration and the executive branch, but is also, as the report points out, a big role for the United States Congress to play in this effort.
Dan, does the president support creation of one person, a czar, if you will, that has a near-cabinet-type position, or at least be in the executive office that oversees these 15 or 16 different intelligence-gathering agencies?
Well, we're looking at that very specific proposal. The underlying point of that proposal is essentially to say we need to better coordinate, give more authority and responsibility to one person, whether it be budgetary control or other aspects of intelligence. And that's something the president has been very aware of. Whether it needs to be in the exact formulation of the commission is something we're taking serious consideration of. But make no mistake, the president's going to make the changes necessary to make sure that he, as commander-in-chief, gets the best intelligence possible.
Everybody is weeding through the report. I don't know how much of it you have seen, but is there any necessity on the part of this administration, as there might be by previous administrations, to look at the report and concede in any way, you know, we just didn't see 9/11 coming, we just didn't take seriously enough, but just didn't really fully comprehend the threat of Al-Qaeda? Is that important to do, or should it be done?
Well, I think as we sit here today, a couple years removed from 9/11, you can look back, obviously, with hindsight and say, gosh, if we would have known that or have done that. And I guess what it comes back to is that we really weren't fundamentally structured in the right way as a government to appreciate this new threat of terrorism and how we were vulnerable here in our own country. Looking back, were there warning signs over the course of a decade, more provocation by the terrorists, increasingly more brazen in their attacks? Yes. Was there specific information that we could have acted on? No. And that's really, even for this president or the prior president, and that's really the challenge here, even as we sit here today. The unfortunate fact is the terrorists only have to be right once. We have to be right 100% of the time. And what we see, just in, if you take the plot of 9/11, we're talking about 19 men over a course who are patient enough to wait over a course of many years, or at least many months, to plan this. It didn't take a lot of money. It didn't take a lot of big machinery or things like that. It took the desire to kill themselves in order to target innocent civilians. And that's the real threat, and that's the real problem facing terrorism, is when you're facing an enemy that has no regard for their own life or the life of innocents. It makes it very difficult, but we are working as hard as we can. We are thinking differently as a government. We have people trying to think of the unthinkable to make sure we do everything we can to prevent something like this happening again.
Let me ask you about that. And Dan Bartlett's with us, White House Communications Director. And again, the report recommends a better interagency cooperation, et cetera, et cetera. But obviously a number of changes have been made since 9/11. But today, and let me give you kind of a scenario. I mean, today, if an FBI agent in the field has a strong suspicion about a terrorist attack, like we had, I think, up in the Michigan or Minnesota case before 9/11, is there a greater likelihood that information would end up at headquarters of FBI and also coordinate then and cross-reference with CIA, and there'd be a better processing that information than prior to 9/11?
Oh, there's no question about that. One thing that they point out in the report, and something we addressed and the reforms we've already passed by Congress is what was called the wall between the FBI agents and the FBI field investigators and our intelligence community. These two critical entities could not talk to each other, so there was no way for them to compare notes or compare intelligence to say, hey, is this guy on a watch list or is this person a terrorist concern? And since we've taken that wall down, we've actually made considerable progress in busting up cells in Buffalo, New York. There's been some other ones throughout the country. An Al-Qaeda financier out of Illinois that we have busted. So, yes, the fact of the matter is that the guy on the street, the agent on the street, is now connected to the analysts in Washington to make sure that policymakers know everything that's happening and making sure that we are taking every precaution. And that's why when you see occasionally information about potentially having to raise the threat level or that's based on, you know, on strong work being done both overseas and by our agents here on the ground, that if there's suspicious activity or other aspects that make them concerned, that information is then getting to policymakers, and that's why you're seeing us act the way we do.
Dan Bartlett, about 30 seconds here. How difficult is it going to be for the average American to understand exactly what this report says when everybody's going to be putting their spin out, everybody's going to have their political take on this, to filter through that and see what the report actually says?
I would be happy to try to sum it up for them. Unfortunately, it'll be on in bookshelves for people to read it themselves.
Yeah.
The bottom line is our government was not structured to fight the war we're in right now. It was structured for the Cold War, for the wars of the past, more conventional wars. We changed on 9/11. The president was committed to changing. We've changed the way we focus on this threat. We've changed literally our government, the way it operates. But what this also shows and what the report says is we're not safe yet. And the president understands that. We've made great progress, but more has to be done. And we got to fight this war on offense because, as I said, they only have to be right one time. We have to be right 100% of the time. So we have to get them before they get us.
All right, Dan Bartlett, White House Communications Director. Dan, thank you much. We'll be talking about it.
Appreciate it.
All right, take good care. Dan Bartlett, Communications Director for